Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, if you're just calling in, welcome to Global Teleclass, and welcome to our teleclass this evening, How to Be Spiritually Connected 24 Hours a Day with Dr. Susan Shumsky. And you know, Dr. Susan, it looks like we're coming up on that time, so let's go ahead and get started. But before I turn this over to you, let me ask our audience a couple of questions. First, folks, can you imagine being connected to your higher self anytime you choose, at will? Do you want to awaken your inner genius? Would you like for every precious moment of your life to be miraculous and filled with joy? Well, tonight, Dr. Susan Shumsky is going to show you how and much more. Now, Dr. Susan is a best-selling author, foremost spirituality expert, pioneer in the field of self-development, and highly acclaimed and greatly respected professional speaker. She's also a New Thought minister and a doctor of divinity. And she has authored Divine Revelation, which has been in continuous print with Simon & Schuster for 15 years, as well as award-winning Miracle Prayer, published by Random House. She also has other award-winning works that include Exploring Chakras, How to Hear the Voice of God, Exploring Meditation, and Exploring Auras. Now, her latest award-winning book, Ascension, was a number one Amazon bestseller. And all of her books have been published in several languages worldwide. Now, Dr. Shumsky has practiced self-development disciplines for nearly 45 years. And for 22 years, she lived in the Himalayas, the Swiss Alps, and other secluded areas, studying personally with the enlightened master from India, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, who's the founder of Transcendental Meditation and was the guru of the Beatles and Deepak Chopra. In fact, she was on Maharishi's personal staff for 7 years. She then studied New Thought and metaphysics for another 24 years and became a doctor of divinity. And Dr. Susan has taught yoga, meditation, prayer, and intuition to thousands of students all over the world since 1970 as a true New Thought pioneer. So tonight, Global Teleclass is very proud to present Dr. Susan Shumsky and her teleclass, How to Be Spiritually Connected 24 Hours a Day. Welcome to Global Teleclass, Dr. Susan.
Thank you so much, Dave. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I really appreciate you being here tonight.
Thank you so much for being here.
And I look forward to speaking to all the people out there about how to be spiritually connected 24 hours a day. And before we begin, I'm just going to begin with an opening prayer. So why don't we just get comfortable in our chairs now, relax a little bit, and let's close our eyes. Let's take a big deep breath to unite with each other. Breathe in. And let it go. Let's take a big deep breath of divine love. Breathe in and release. Let's take a big deep breath of relaxation. Breathe in and let it go. Peace, peace, be still. Be still. Still and be at peace. Perfect peace, perfect peace, perfect peace. Be still and be at peace. We now know and recognize that there is one power and one presence at work in the universe and in our lives, God the good, omnipotent. God is the source of our good, the light of our life, the truth of our being. God is the all-loving, the all-powerful, the all-embracing, the all-encompassing. God is wholeness and oneness. God is peace and serenity. God is the perfection of being, God is perfection everywhere now. God is wisdom and strength. God is the lighthouse of our life. God is within us and all around us. At the very center of our being, there God is. We are merged with and one with God in a perfect, seamless wholeness. There is no separation between ourselves and God. For we are that divine presence, and we live, move, breathe, and have our being in that inner divinity, which is our very essence. We now therefore know and claim for every person on this call, every person who will join us on this call, and every person who will listen and replay later, we claim the perfect, 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 wonderful experience and knowledge tonight of how to be spiritually connected 24 hours a day. We know that this beautiful teleseminar proceeds perfectly, wonderfully, and beautifully with divine order and divine timing. We know that everything about this teleseminar brings strength, wisdom, self-empowerment, and joy, divine love, and divine light to every individual here. We know now that the divine presence is at work in this teleseminar, and that it gives me the words to speak, that it allows me to be a vehicle for spirit. And therefore, we know that it is not the ego will that is done in this teleseminar. It is the divine will. So we turn this teleseminar over to God, knowing that it is perfect in every way. And we know that each and every individual receives what is wise for them to receive. So we fully accept in consciousness this wonderful, divinely guided, beauteous teleseminar. And we now release this prayer into the spiritual law, knowing that it does demonstrate right here and right now, under God's grace, in perfect ways. And we thank God that this is so now, and so it is. Welcome, everyone, on the call, and thank you for being here. Tonight, we're going to speak about how to be spiritually connected 24 hours a day. That seems like something that sounds quite impossible to do, considering all the busyness that we're all engaged in. Yet it is possible to have that inner core, that inner essence of inner divinity at our command, and also to have that as the primary focus or the primary presence that pervades every aspect of our life, no matter how busy we are. We can achieve a state whereby inner peace, inner harmony, and self-empowerment reign supreme, even in the midst of all the challenges that we have to deal with. As we move into 2012, as we move into this new era that many people have been talking about, all of the changes that are already happening, many earth changes, economic changes, so many changes are taking place in all of our lives, and we seem to be faced with so many challenges, difficulties, things that we could have never even conceived of. All of a sudden, we have our savings is disappearing. All of a sudden, we have no job. We don't know where to turn. We don't know what to do. But there is some place that we can turn to. There is a place of peace within, and there is a place of wisdom within where we can discover what action to take, what course of action to take for our lives, what decisions to make that will guide us on our pathway. So there is one most important skill that every one of us needs to learn as we move into all these changes and challenges. That one skill is how to listen to the divine voice, to contact the divine presence, and how to remain spiritually connected 24 hours a day. Why is this skill so essential? It's because right now there's so much confusion in the atmosphere. There's so many things that are pulling us this way and that. We can barely even have a moment to ourselves. We've got the iPod, the iPhone in our pocket. People are texting us continually. We've got the phone ringing. We've got people continually pulling us in one direction or another. So how do we find the center? Where is the center? The center is, in fact, that treasure that's buried at the bottom of the sea of your consciousness. It is the divine presence, which is a place of perfect serenity and peace. And when you unlock that treasure, all of the world is at your command. When you unlock that treasure, you will find the comfort that you seek. So how do we open to that presence? How do we receive that treasure that is more priceless than rubies, that is more precious than all the jewels of the seven seas? How do we do that? We open to that loving presence by getting still, getting quiet within us. So there's one secret, and I'm going to give you the secret right now. That's good. We're only 10 minutes into the talk, and you're going to get the big secret already. Is that a good thing? So here's the great secret. The secret to opening to that presence and to listening to the still small voice within you. Here it is. All that you need to do is you just sit down in a chair, you close your eyes, you get quiet and still and centered and balanced within yourself, and then you simply ask. That's the whole secret. You ask. You ask a question, or you ask for guidance, or you ask for inspiration, or you ask to receive and experience the presence of the divine, your own higher self, your own inner divinity. And then you take another deep breath, and then you do what I call the do-nothing program. That means you do nothing, nothing, and less than nothing. And as you sit in that quiet and still space, the still small voice will speak to you. And that is the still small voice of your own inner essence, of your higher self, of God within you. And that divine voice will say to you, my beloved child, I love you. I am with you now and always. Do not fear. Take my hand, for I will guide you. I will lead you through the wilderness. I will be the lighthouse of your life. Trust in me and know that I am with you always and always unto the end of the world. And this is how that still, small, divine voice speaks to us in our hearts, if we but only open to listen to it. It's so very simple. All you have to do is ask. The trouble is that we forget to ask, or we think that we cannot ask, that we are incapable of asking, or we think, oh, God's too busy for me. If you think that God is too busy for you, then you have a very limited idea of who or what God is. How could God ever be too busy for anyone or anything? After all, God is present everywhere, in all places, in all things. Every scripture in the world tells us that God is everywhere. All right, so if God is everywhere, present, that means, well, God is everywhere, in everything and everyone. So I have to ask you, are you somewhere? Are you somewhere? Okay, yes, you are somewhere. So if you're somewhere and if God is everywhere, then by definition you must be where God is. So God is at the very center of your being. That divine presence, you can call it God, you can call it the divine spirit, you could call it the universe, you could call it universal law, you could call it the essence of being, whatever you want to call it. You could call it goddess rather than God. Whatever you, it is really the God of your understanding. So that God of your understanding is right here, right now, present within you. Therefore, God is immanent. And all you have to do is simply open to that experience of God. And I've given you the secret of how you can do that. I gave you the secret. All you have to do is just Sit down in a chair, close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, get quiet, still, centered, and balanced, and then ask. And then after you've asked, you just take another deep breath and do what I call the Do Nothing program. Later in this call, we're going to have a meditation so you can have some direct experience of this divine presence. As Dave told you, I've been practicing spiritual disciplines for a very long time, and I lived in an ashram for over 22 years. And when I was in the ashram, I used to meditate anywhere from 5 to 20 hours a day. I would go into my room, and I would close the door, and I would not appear for up to 8 weeks at a time. I would have the food brought to the door, and I would just simply meditate. I used to observe silence. I would not even utter a sound for up to 4 months at a time. I used to fast for up to 2 months at a time. I observed celibacy for decades. So you could say that I was an introvert, and that's definitely an understatement. So after I spent 22 years with my eyes closed, I woke up one day and realized that I was not a spiritual person. So how does somebody spend all that time in an ashram and not be a spiritual person? Well, somehow I managed to do it. Now, that's just kind of a joke, because the fact is I did have wonderful spiritual experiences when I was in that ashram and when I meditated all those many, many hours. However, I really felt that I was not expressing that spirituality or those spiritual qualities in my everyday life. Everything was fine and blissful when I was in the cave, in other words, you know, in my room meditating. Of course, you're going to experience bliss, you're going to have fabulous experiences when you have withdrawn from the world. But when you go out and start engaging in the world again, that's when the bee with an itch, or the itch with a bee, whichever way you want to call it, that's when that it roars its ugly head. So I was not necessarily really expressing spiritual qualities such as unconditional love, kindness, gentleness, patience, with a kind of wisdom that comes with that patience and that love and that continuous inner divinity that shines through when you're truly in contact with that divine presence. Now, I was experiencing something that we call Sat-Chit-Ananda. Sat means absolute or truth. It's oneness. And Chit means consciousness, and Ananda means bliss. So I did experience Sat-Chit-Ananda. Every time that I meditated, I was having that experience that we call samadhi. Sama means evenness, and dhi is the subtlest aspect of the mind. So samadhi means stillness of mind, stillness of body. The body gets into a state kind of like suspension, where the breath becomes very quiet, the heart rate becomes quiet, the whole system settles down to deep peace and relaxation, and you then experience in consciousness the experience of Sat Chit Ananda. However, even though I was having that sublime experience daily, when I would come out of that experience, as I said, I was not expressing that divine love. I was not experiencing divine love, because that experience of Sat-Chit-Ananda is an experience of deep peace and perfect relaxation and perfection, but it is not an experience of love. And any of you who have done meditation in that fashion, where you're going deep, deep, deep into the transcendental consciousness, you know that that's an experience of bliss or ananda, but it's not an experience of divine love. So happily and luckily, after having been in that ashram for 22 years, I found a teaching called Teaching of Intuitional Metaphysics, which I'm sure none of you has ever heard of, but it's a fantastic teaching that was taught to me by a couple named Ann and Peter Meyer from San Diego, and they had received this teaching from the great Mahamuni, or great sage, Babaji. And many of you have probably heard of Babaji. He was the guru of the guru of the guru of Paramahansa Yogananda. Yogananda wrote the book Autobiography of a Yogi. And there are three chapters in that book about Babaji. And in fact, in my book, Ascension, I talk about Babaji. There is quite a long section about Babaji in my book called Ascension. And the reason he's in that book is because he is an ascended master and apparently has lived for many thousands of years in the Himalayas. And I have had several personal visitations from Babaji. He has appeared to me several times, including the last time he appeared to me in physical form was at a great festival called the Kumbh Mela in India last year in 2010. So Babaji is really the teacher of this teaching, and he is the founder of many teachings, actually. He founded Yogananda's teaching, the Self-Realization Fellowship. He founded Leonard Orr's teaching of rebirthing, of Sandra Ray's teaching, which is also a kind of a spin-off of rebirthing. And many other teachings have been founded by Babaji because he is in contact on the spiritual plane with many enlightened people, many people who are spiritually inclined, and he guides them. And he is my personal inner guru or inner teacher, and he's guiding this teaching. And in fact, he's with us right now tonight. He's with each and every one of you, feeding you love, feeding you peace, feeding you wisdom, and just generally bringing you closer to God. Because these divine beings, these great enlightened sages, these immortal beings of light, they're here to guide us and to help us. But they will not do it unbidden. We must ask them to help us. So I would recommend that any time you want, with a sincere desire in your heart, you may call upon Babaji. And Babaji will give you an experience, a spiritual experience, a spiritual lifting. Because he's there always, and he's always with us, and he can assist us. So I was very happy that I found this teaching, and the wonderful thing about this teaching is that it's not about rules and regulations and rigid standards or whatever. I mean, it's really about every individual finding inner divinity, every person looking within and experiencing God for him or herself. And that would be God in whatever form you believe God to be. So it isn't like, well, you have to only worship Krishna, or you have to only worship Buddha, or you have to only worship Jesus, or you have to only worship Hashem. You know, it's more about having the inner experience of divinity, your own personal experience. And that's what's so amazing about this teaching. And the main thing about the teaching that I found was that for the first time, I really began to change. My personality began to change. I became more patient, more loving, more giving, more charitable, more just the kind of person who would express spiritual qualities. And also, I was never alone again. Because even though you're living in an ashram and you have all these people around you, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you don't feel lonely. Sometimes people can be the most lonely when they're in a big crowd. But when you have the experience of your inner teachers or the beloved divine beings within you who are guiding you, you're never alone again. Because you find solace, you find comfort, and all you have to do is ask. So anytime at will, you can be spiritually connected. All you have to do is ask. You can ask for a lifting. You can ask for healing. You can ask to be reconnected to God. Whatever you ask for, you will receive, and it will be instantaneous because of your connection with the still small voice of God within and your connection to these divine teachers. So I am so excited about this that I want to share it with everyone. I want everyone to know about this experience, which is so profound and so meaningful for me. It obviously changed my life. And it changes my life every day. Because when you open to spirit and you listen to that divine voice within, and you're willing to trust that voice and follow the guidance, then your life will be filled with miracles. Your life will take on new tenor and new meaning. You will have coincidences that are not really coincidental. You'll be in the right place at the right time, and the right people will show up. And it will just be kind of a magical, mystical, amazing life. So what I am teaching, you might call it mysticism, because what is a mystic? A mystic is somebody who has the direct experience of God. And, you know, we have been brainwashed to believe that when we talk to God, it's called prayer. And when God talks to us, it's called schizophrenia. But the truth is that every one of us can have the experience of divinity. And you do not have to be crazy in order to have that experience. Because God is easily accessible, and we can have that experience at will whenever we want. I know that this goes against the grain of the powers that be and of Orthodox religion. What I'm saying is kind of revolutionary. I'm saying that anyone can go direct and have this direct experience of God without going through a priest, a rabbi, a psychic, a counselor, or any intermediary, that we can have that direct experience ourselves. It's like going direct and cutting out the middleman. There is no middleman anymore. You have the direct contact. It's like you can dial up that server without, you know, any intermediary. You're right there. And it's just a matter of opening up and be willing to have the experience. Now, you're probably saying, well, but. But that's not me. Oh, how am I going to do that? I'm like a brick wall. I never have spiritual experiences. No way this could happen to me. And on and on. We have all kinds of excuses. But in fact, there is in this program that I'm offering, which is, I call it Divine Revelation. And this program helps anyone to have the experience. And by the way, I've never had a failure. No one with a sincere heart who has ever come to have this experience has ever failed. And that is because of our expertise. It's not only mine, but there are other teachers who teach this. And we know how to help people have what we call the breakthrough experience. The breakthrough experience is that experience where you break through that brick wall or that facade, what we call the facade barrier, or your false belief. And that false belief that we have, which we call the facade barrier, is the false belief that we are separate from God. The truth is we are not separate from God. The truth is we are one with God. There is a perfect seamless wholeness and oneness between ourselves and God. And that is really at the very essence and center of our being. So there shouldn't be any separation, but there is. We create a separation. That separation is called the ego. It's called the identification with something other than who we really are. Because if someone went up to you and they said, who are you? probably you would say, well, my name is so-and-so. I live in such-and-such place. I am this tall. I have these color eyes. I do this work. I have this job. I have this family. I have this car. I have this bank account, and that's who I am. But is that who you really are? Is that truly the essence of your being? That's just your history. That's what you do. That's not who you are. So who you truly are is a divine, powerful, mighty, spiritual being that is connected with the truth of being, with God within you. And who you truly are is immortal. It is without beginning or end. It is all-loving, all-powerful. It is the source of creativity. It is the inner genius. That's who you are. And who you think you are is not the same as who you truly are. Well, would you like to have the experience of who you truly are? And would you like to develop that experience more and more every day as you practice more and more being who you truly are? I have to say that even though I meditated for 22 years in the ashram, I was not really being who I really am. It wasn't until I began to experience what I call the personal aspect or aspects of God, the inner divinity, that I truly started to be who I really am, because I began to identify myself as my higher self, or I am self, or Atman. It's called the Atman in India. I began to experience that as my true self, rather than this ego. And once I began to experience that, oh my goodness, it just brings so much peace of mind. It brings so much comfort. It makes you feel that you're always at home and that you're never alone. So this is a powerful, powerful thing, to be able to have what I call an in-house counselor, an inner counselor that you can rely on to always tell you the truth and to give you guidance. What direction should I take now? Well, here's the direction. This is what is highest wisdom for you to do now. And by the way, it's very easy to open to spirit. I gave you the secret already. And it's also not that difficult to learn how to distinguish and discern between the true voice of spirit and other voices in your mind, such as wishful thinking, your own mind, your own imagination, other voices around you, environmental voices, things that are impinging upon your energy field, the things that are holding sway over you, influences, inner and outer, and maybe even astral beings or astral entities, lower astral influences. Yes, you can learn how to distinguish and discern between that true divine voices and other voices in your mind, because I have a 10-test system. It's called the 10 tests of spiritual discernment. And you can read about those in my books, How to Hear the Voice of God, and my other book, Divine Revelation, that explains about these 10 tests. So that's pretty easy to learn. But what's the difficult part? Well, what do you think is the difficult part? The difficult part is actually following the guidance, okay? Because God wants you to expand, to grow, to stretch your boundaries, to go beyond your comfort zone, to step out of that envelope, and to begin to express who you really are. And if you haven't been doing that, it can be an uncomfortable experience to expand in that way. So even though we might receive inner guidance and be given the most wonderful, wonderful encouragement and wonderful guidance that will lead us in for our highest good, we might be given that wisdom and that information, but putting it into practice, that's the challenging part. Because when you are following inner guidance, it's sort of like jumping off of cliffs continually. You're jumping off of a cliff. And you know when you jump off of a cliff that either God is going to catch you or you're going to have to learn how to fly real fast. So it's a good idea for you to take that leap of faith, begin to open to spirit, learn how to listen to that divine voice, learn how to have the direct experience and contact and connection with the divine. Learn how to break through the blockages that have prevented you from having that experience. Learn how to have that experience at will, whenever you want, 24 hours a day, by using some specific techniques that we teach, me and other teachers, that we teach. We can help you to stay connected 24 hours a day with some very simple healing affirmations and prayers. And some very simple techniques of meditation that anyone can do. As I said before, I've never had a failure. There's no one who has ever come to me with a sincere desire to have this experience, to have what we call the breakthrough experience. No one has ever come to me and not been able to do it. As long as you have the sincere desire to do it, you will. So what I would like to do is just take a few moments. We're going to have a little meditation now. And in fact, this is going to be a deep experience of our inner divinity. And it'll be a little taste of what will be coming in the class that I'm going to be teaching. All right, I'll just take a minute to talk to you about the class. This is a completely online teleseminar and webinar class that I'm going to be teaching. If you happen to be near your computer, I suggest you go to this website. It's www.spiritualteleseminar.com. www.spiritualteleseminar.com. That's spiritualteleseminar.com. spiritualteleseminar.com. And if you go to that website, you'll see how to be spiritually connected 24 hours a day. If you scroll down, you will see there's an entire webinar series schedule. The first section is Divine Revelation Breakthrough Intensive, How to Hear the Voice of God. And it has some classes within that, the introduction that we're doing tonight. Class 1, What is the Spiritual Breakthrough? Class 2, Divine Revelation Breakthrough Meditation. Class 3, Trusting and Deepening Your Inner Contact. Then we have Section 2, Spiritual Healing and Self-Protection, How to Heal Your Energy Field. And that will be Class 4, Practicing Powerful Methods of Spiritual Healing. That is so that you can remain clear and break through those blockages and truly stay spiritually connected 24 hours a day. A lot of the key of remaining spiritually connected is to learn some very simple affirmations that will bring you back into that state of inner peace, that state of being spiritually connected. And then Section 3, Spiritual discernment, all that glitters is not God. So this is really important. This is about learning how to distinguish and discern between the true voice of spirit and other voices in your mind. Who or what are you talking to? Are you truly talking to the divine voice? Are you truly having an experience of the divine presence? Or is it an illusion of your mind? Is it wishful thinking? Is it your own imagination? Is it an astral entity trying to enter into your mind? Who or what are you talking to? And how can you tell the difference? So the 10 tests of spiritual discernment will be class 6. Class 7 will be how to use the 10 tests to get clear guidance. And then we go on to Section 4, which is miracle prayer, how to pray and get results in 9 easy steps. And this section, Section 4, is all about manifestation, how to manifest your desires, your everything that you want to achieve, how to achieve these easily and effortlessly through using a method that we call scientific prayer or affirmative prayer. That is not something that I made up out of my head. It has been in use for hundreds of years already, and it has created miracles in the life of millions of people. This is not just something new, or, you know, this is a field-proven method of prayer. And so you're going to learn that in this class. Class 8, Introduction to Making Life Miraculous. Class 9, There Are No Victims, Only Volunteers. Class 10, The Law of Grace, The Great Karmic Eraser. Class 11, The 9-Step Scientific Prayer Method. Class 12, How to Use Scientific Prayer. And then if you scroll down even more on the page, you'll see all the testimonials. By the way, this page is spiritualteleseminar.com. We're looking at spiritualteleseminar.com. You'll see testimonials from many famous authors, best-selling authors, and if you scroll down even more, you'll see our students. There's photos of some of our students and their experiences and how they've benefited from this teaching. And then scrolling down even more, we've got many people giving their testimonies of what they experienced right after they had their breakthrough experience. So this is something very amazing. I mean, I've been in the spiritual field for 45 years, and I have never run across anything like this. This is the most incredible experience, the direct experience of the divine. I mean, you wait for lifetimes to have this experience. You've been meditating in caves for lifetimes to try to get this experience. You've sought it everywhere within everything. You may have even become a monk or a nun in some lifetimes to try to have this experience. Yet it is so easy to have this experience. It is the easiest thing. And we help people to be able to have, we actually help people to make it easy. You know, this is how you can do it to make it easy. Why are you trying so hard? Why are you putting all this effort into something that is so very easy? And that is what we help people to do. So we're going to just take a few minutes to meditate and to have a direct experience. And remember that this is the do-nothing program. The less that you do, the better experience you'll have. This is just a taste. This is just a little taste. On these classes that I talked about, these webinars and teleseminars that we're going to be doing that are coming up, you're going to have the full-blown experience. You're going to have very deep guided meditations. This is a very short meditation that we're doing tonight. We don't have that much time, so this will just be a little taste. But I think that you'll enjoy it, and just take it easy. And don't try so hard. Just know that this is the do-nothing program. No concentration is allowed. No effort is allowed. No expectations are allowed. The less you do, the better it is. So all you have to do is just follow my voice. That's how easy it is. Just following my voice. I will guide you. We're going to take some really deep breaths. We're going to be doing a lot of taking deep breaths. I will now just kind of demonstrate what a deep breath is. It's breathing in, breathing in, breathing in. And then letting it all go. So that's really a deep, deep breath. Let me demonstrate what a deep breath is not. Here is something that is not a deep breath. Okay, that's not a deep breath. So when I ask you to take a deep breath, take a big deep breath and let it go. And just be sure to breathe in through your nose. You can breathe out through your nose or through your mouth. Either way is fine, as long as it's a deep breath. Okay? And don't be afraid to take deep breaths. I know that some of you yogis out there, maybe in your meditations you go into that state of suspension and the breathing is very quiet. But you know what? The breathing is going to get very quiet when you take the deep breaths that I ask you to take. Now, you can take extra deep breaths if you want. Let's take a big deep breath to unite with God. Breathe in. And release. Peace, peace, be still. Be still and be at peace. Perfect peace, perfect peace, perfect peace. Be still and be at peace. We now know that God is the source of peace. God is love. God is divine intelligence. God is grace. God is wisdom. God is strength. We are now one with God, for God lives within our being. God is the very essence of our being. God is within us and all around us. We live and breathe and move and have our being in this holy presence, the presence of God. We are that divine intelligence that God is. We are the inner strength that God is, the inner wisdom that God is. We are the peace that passeth understanding. God dwells within us, as perfection everywhere now, as perfection here now. We now therefore know and claim for each and every person on this call and every person who will be joining us on this call and every person who will be replaying this later, we claim the perfect, 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 wonderful experience of inner divinity now, which proceeds perfectly, wonderfully, and beautifully with divine order and timing. We know now that during this beautiful, beautiful meditation, that each person experiences God's divine love, divine light, divine presence, divine peace. We know now that God's loving presence is with us at the very essence and center of our being. And we now accept fully this beautiful, beautiful experience of God's presence, knowing that it does manifest right here and right now in God's grace in perfect ways. So we thank God for this beautiful meditation, and we know that it is perfect in every way. We know that it is the will of God that is done in this meditation tonight. And we thank God that this is so now, and so it is, so be it. Let's take a deep breath and go deeper. Breathe in. And let it go. Let it all go. Peace, peace, be still. Be still. And be at peace. Please say the following affirmation after me. I am in control. I am one with God. I am the only authority in my life. I am divinely protected by the light of my being. I close off my aura and body of light. To the lower astral levels of mind. And I open to the spiritual world. Thank you, God, and so it is. Let's take a deep breath and go deeper. Breathe in. And let it all go. Let go, let go, let go, let go, let go. Let us say the following affirmation out loud. Please repeat. The light of God surrounds me. the love of God enfolds me. The power of God protects me. The presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is. And all is well. Let's take a deep breath and go even deeper. Breathe in and let it go. And let us now be at peace as we call forth all the aspects of God that are within us and all around us. All of our beautiful inner teachers, saints, sages, prophets, and deities, the beautiful many divine beings of light. We ask that they come forth now to assist in this meditation. We ask all the divine beings who are the in the streams of identity of all the people on this call and everyone who will be replaying this call. We ask that they come forth now and lift our vibration to bring us to a higher vibrational level. Bring us to the vibration of divine love, of God's divine presence. And we ask these beautiful beings of light to bring forth their divine light, their divine love, and to encircle us and feed us with divine energy and to give us divine protection, including the great Babaji, beautiful Jesus, beautiful Mother Mary, beautiful Holy Spirit, beautiful Saint Germain, beautiful Archangel Michael, and all the beautiful archangels and angels who come in the name of God. And we ask them to guide us, to lift us, to bring us peace. And we call forth all the inner divinity, the deities of all religions, and the God of understanding of every person on this call, in whatever name or form they believe that God to be. And I ask you now, every one of you, to just call upon a divine being. Just call upon, just say, I now call upon, and call upon the name of a divine being, please. And ask them to lift your vibration. Just ask them, please lift my vibration. Please bring me to a higher vibrational level, higher octave of vibration. And you are lifted, 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 lifted by this experience, by this divine being. Let's take a deep breath and go deeper. Breathe in. We let go of all cares and concerns. We go deep within us, to the very center of our being. Just become aware now of your physical body and allow that physical body to settle down to peace and relaxation. And take another deep breath. Breathe in. And go a little deeper now to the level of the mind, allowing the mind to be at peace and at rest, quiet and still, just like a still pond without a ripple. The body settles down to inner peace and the mind becomes peaceful and quiet. Take another deep breath, go even deeper, breathe in, to the level of the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is quiet, deep, and still, just like the water at the bottom of the ocean. we are being drawn into a deep pool of inner quietude and peace. Let's take another deep breath. Go even deeper. Breathe in. As we go even deeper, we go beyond the mind, beyond the body, beyond all these outer aspects of being, into the very center of our being, where there is peace, where there is comfort, where there is wholeness and oneness. Right here, right now, there is that divine beingness. Right here, right now, here God is. Take a deep breath, go deeper, breathe in. Completely give up, completely let go. Just give it up. Give up, give up, give up. Remember, this is the do nothing program. Do nothing, nothing and less than nothing. Take another big deep breath. Breathe in. Let it go. Be at peace. Allow the mind to settle down even further. Beyond this seeming facade barrier, beyond this belief that has separated us from God, let us go into our divine nature. Let us walk through that gate or over that road or cross that bridge, whatever it is. Let us just go beyond that boundary that has separated us from God. It may be a veil, maybe a wall, whatever it is, however you conceive it. We're just going to walk through it. Simply walk through it and allow ourselves to merge with that divine presence. So let's take a deep breath. Breathe in. And let it go. Another big one. Breathe in. As you let go, sink out of your head and into your heart. Just pretending you're sinking out of your head and into your heart as you let it go. Another big one. Breathe in. Just sink out of your head and into your heart, letting it go, letting it flow. Another big deep breath. Breathe in. Out of your head and into your heart, letting it all go, letting it all go. This is the do nothing program. Walk through that seeming gate. Walk right through it, whatever it is. Just walk through it. Just walk through those rocks or whatever they are. Walk right through it into the heart of God. Allow yourself to simply relax. And be at peace. Take a big deep breath. Breathe in. Completely give up. Completely give over. Walk through that gate. Walk into spirit. Walk into the arms of God. God is waiting for you with open arms to embrace you. Walk into that loving presence of God and allow yourself to be loved. Allow yourself to be comforted. Allow yourself to feel the divine presence which fills you with peace. Allow yourself to be a divine being filled with the radiance of God's love. Let us open now. Let us receive. Let us feel the Holy Presence. Let us allow ourselves to bathe in the ocean of God's love. Let us feel at home that cozy feeling of God's hearth and home. This is the place that we have longed for lifetimes. This is the loving presence of God that is welcoming you home as the prodigal son or daughter. Let's take a deep breath and go deeper. Breathe in. Let Let us allow ourselves to experience the waves of God's love that are pouring over our being, filling us, surrounding us, bringing us peace. God's love now lifts us. God's love now heals us and comforts us. God's love brings us solace, and we are at peace. Taking a deep breath, breathe in. Deeper, deeper, even deeper still. Allowing God's light to shine into our being, to fill us with radiance, fill us with joy, fill us with energy, to heal us, to lift us, to quicken our vibration and bring us to a higher consciousness. This divine light is streaming into our being now, filling us, lifting us, enlightening us, guiding us. This light is now radiating all around us and within us. And we are merged fully with this light. This divine light, whether it be white or golden or even a rainbow, whatever color it is now filling and surrounding us, quickening us, lifting us, feeding us, filling us. This beauteous, loving light fills and surrounds us. It brings us peace, and it enlivens and energizes us with radiance, with beauty, with brilliance, with strength, with power. And we are empowered by this light. It fills us with acceptance and love and joy. As we take another deep breath, breathe in, and we now open to the grace of God and the presence of God. For God's presence fills and surrounds us now and lifts us to a higher level. We are now lifted, 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 lifted by this loving presence that is surrounding us now, that is pervading our very being. God's loving presence and loving essence fills us with great joy, with great peace, great power, great energy. We are strengthened, we are enlightened, we are filled with the radiance of God. We are strengthened and enlightened and filled with the radiance of God. We are strengthened and enlightened and filled with the radiance of God's love, peace, grace, power, and energy. So as we merge even more fully with this loving presence, this essence, this grace of God, which is bringing us so much comfort, so much joy, so much peace, this beauteous radiance of God filling and surrounding us and lifting us, we are divinely, brilliantly, lovingly filled with God's radiance. Allow that divine radiance to flow through your being and to pervade your entire energy field. God's love, God's light, and God's energy fill and surround us now. Strengthen us and enlighten us. We are lifted, 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 lifted into this holy essence, which is the sanctum sanctorum that God is. Allow yourself to merge with this divine presence. Taking a deep breath, breathe in, giving up even more, allowing and knowing that God is right here, right now, within us and all around us, and we are at peace. Let us just take a moment to pause, and then we will come forth from this meditation, just experiencing this beautiful inner radiance, light, love, and peace, just for a moment, and then we'll come out of the meditation. So take a big deep breath, breathe in. Let us go into this inner silence. Thank you, God. We give gratitude to God for this beautiful, beautiful experience. Please keep your eyes closed until I tell you to open them. We're going to come out of this meditation step by step by pretending we're blowing out a candle. I'm going to demonstrate, and then you can just do this. Just do that. Do that now. Okay, now we're going to come forth from the level of spirit to the subconscious mind, knowing that our subconscious mind has been permanently transformed, lifted, and healed by this meditation, knowing that our transformation is permanent and that we are filled with the radiance of God's love. We now blow out another, it's like blowing out a candle. We're now going to blow out another candle. Coming forth now to the level of the conscious mind, knowing that our conscious mind is one with the mind of God and that we are continually receiving divine revelations in every precious moment. Now we blow out another candle, coming forth now to the level of the physical body, knowing that our physical body is filled with robust health, with well-being, with radiance, with power, with energy, with joy. Our physical bodies are now wonderfully and beautifully healed and in perfect health. Now we blow out another candle. Coming forth now to the level of the environment, keeping your eyes closed, but knowing that we are permanently changed by this meditation in our everyday life, and that we're bringing all this spiritual awakening and divine presence into our everyday life to transform our lives, to bring us closer to our true nature, to our true innocent, guileless, beautiful being that we really are, our true nature of being, our own inner divinity. So we know that we are God's ambassadors and that we are walking the divine spiritual path, the divine spiritual presence, that we are spiritually connected 24 hours a day. So we blow out four candles and then come all the way out to inward and outward balance and then open our eyes. And if you feel like taking more breaths and blowing out more candles, please do that and then open your eyes. Please do not open your eyes until you feel like you're ready to. But if you don't feel ready, blow out candles until you do feel ready. And then open your eyes. Open your eyes wide. Open your eyes wide now. And say the following affirmation with your eyes open, please. I am alert. Say this out loud. I am alert. I am awake. I am inwardly and outwardly balanced. I am in control. I am the only authority in my life. I am divinely protected by the light of my being. Thank you, God, and so it is. So how do you feel? Feel relaxed? Feel good? Feel more in touch with your inner divinity? Feel more integrated and whole? That's what it's like to experience who you really are, even briefly, as we did tonight. So I'd like to remind you to go to spiritualteleseminar.com to sign up for this wonderful teleseminar and webinar series that I will be doing. Me and also my partner Ryan Leichter will be on the class as well. He's a wonderful teacher, and we'll be teaching this class together. And I'd like to invite all of you to have this amazing, sublime experience, to be able to hear the inner voice, hear the voice of God, hear your inner higher self speaking to you, giving you wisdom, inspiration, healing, whenever you want, 24 hours a day. All you have to do is ask and be willing to receive. And it's such an easy, effortless way of being in touch with spirit and being spiritually connected 24 hours a day. Also, my website is www.drsusan.org. DrSusan.org. That is my website. www.drsusan.org. Once again, sign up on the teleseminar, spiritualteleseminar.com, and take our class, our online and telephone class. If you are not in this country, if you're not in the United States and you don't want to dial in, you'll be able to experience this on the on your browser, so you can take the class on the internet. So thank you so much for being here tonight and for your attention. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to come to this teleclass. I'm very, very appreciative to all of you, and I just want to give you blessings from Spirit. And know that you are a divine being of radiant light. Your inner divinity is who you truly are. So allow yourself to open to that holy presence, to experience that you are that light, that love, that power, that joy, the freedom that is your higher self. That is who you really are. Anything less than that is cheating yourself. So don't sell yourself short. Instead, allow yourself to be all that you can be. Develop your full potential by experiencing this treasure chest within, this treasure trove, your true essence of being. Your divine nature, your inner divinity. I thank you all for being here. I bless you. May you have the best life possible. And I love you. Be at peace.